Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It is Welsh and Bogman, and today on the episode, we have got the Joe Arrigo from Sports Ethos. He is on the show with us to talk about stuff and things, Bogman. Actual stuff and things is on the docket for today. That's really all that we can say about the episode today. There's stuff, there's things. Make sure you listen. It's no appointment listening. Guess what we're not going to do on the ITL pod? We're not going to give you a rundown of timestamps so you can go up and down. Listen to the whole goddamn show.
I mean, you're going to miss the fun parts if you just jump into the timestamps. So, yeah, it's an adventure. We're all going on it. It's going to be a good time. You're going to enjoy it. It's still fantasy baseball. So
it could be like
be a great time.
It could be like the, what's the, what's the make your own story thing? You know what I'm saying? The
follow your own adventure thing.
Yeah. Like create your own adventure. You know how like, it's like, okay, if you want to do this, skip to this page. Like that's a podcast. Like, hey, listen, you want to create your own adventure? Then cool. Go in and like go 10 minutes in the future and God knows what'll happen. Maybe me and Bogman are snapping at each other. Maybe we're laughing and making fun of somebody else. Maybe we're LOLing because Corbin Carroll will never walk in the history of baseball. We can talk about that. Really, at any point, you can kind of.
Maybe we're high-fiving because Lourdes Gurriel hits 3-run bombs. You know,
maybe we're acknowledging that one person is about 2 minutes ahead of the other and has not seen it. And there's the homer. Just saw it. That's how far ahead of me you are, Boggs. I literally just saw the homer by Lourdes Gurriel.
And I'm in a different state. So
in a different state.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, they'd say like more like the mid-ish. You're kind of like on the Midwest-ish that more central servers overall are there, whether it's, you know, Fortnite or anything like that. All the central servers are there. So you get better connection stuff. But Diamondbacks up. Just want to point out, welcome in. It is Dre Day. Officially, it is Dre Day. And Dre Jameson,
30%. Act like you forgot about Dre. Come on.
30% slider usage. That is current. This is as we're recording this. This is like in the third inning or something. And he's 40 pitches in. He's thrown 12 sliders. It has a 71% whiff rate. So what I tweeted the other day, stand still, throw the damn slider. Just throw the slider and the fastball and keep making, ends, make money.
Yeah. Cash it. Just make innings great again. Is what we want out of our starters. So
we'll make the Diamondbacks great again. Let's make Arizona great again. That's a new thing. We haven't done this before. But Joe Rico's on the podcast today. I don't know if we've had Joe on the podcast before. Have we had Joe?
We've been on Joe's show a couple times, both of us. So yes. I'm not sure if we had him here before, maybe at the end of last season. Everything was kind of blurry at that point in the middle of football too. So, but yeah, happy to talk to Joe. He's you know, a fun guy to talk to. We got some fun player debates and a lot to talk about today.
There are many of many things, but if you want to get ahead of the game, make sure you go over to inthisleague.com and come and sign up. Let's get some numbies up. We had amazing numbies last month. Understandable that numbies are going to come down after draft season, that, you know, the part-timers are going to come in and out, but let's get some more full-timers if we can over to ITL, right? Because there's always the dredge of the end of the month. And when that comes down, I want to keep over 700 for the whole year. That's like a,
That's like a goal that I've got. So come and check us out, InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. Prospect, I'm an excuse machine, I suppose, but I continuously
had a string of rough luck.
I've had a rough luck week. I had kids have, it's called the norovirus, both of them. I've been avoiding it. On top of all my work, we had an animal die last night at 2:30 a.m. So my whole point of this is to say I'm a little behind on a few things, but the prospect list and the dynasty update is coming Friday. It'll be updated with a new prospect one as well. You can get in the GroupMe rooms, have access to us, hang out, talk with the people, get in on breaks, talk movies in the movie room, talk baseball and prospect. We get the Barry Baker prospect report, which is always super fun. Go and support the dudes in thisleague.com. That is the Patreon. Vogman, by the way, Corbin Carroll, as you, I think you were pointing to, just got a hit. He did not walk, of course, because he doesn't. And we are fresh into what happens first. Do I turn 40 or does he take a walk? They have a day off tomorrow, so I get an extra day. We are getting down to a week until like his walk or the 40. And I'm feeling like it might be my
run. I mean, here. Every day he doesn't walk, you should feel better and better. And yeah, I mean, just the worst throw in the world from Adamas there. But yeah, it's I don't know. He'll walk. He'll get it. He's not going to go a whole season with no walks. He's not me in MLB The Show. All right.
Was it like Adam Jones? Who was it that like it was like a 3%, 2% walk rate?
Oh,
a
no. Of those wasn't guys. That the guy that they, Chris Davis, right? That they gave a million, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to and they're still paying him.
Yeah. Is something that who like it was? That.
Yeah.
Something like that. There's some walks out there. But yeah, we are freshly watching the Diamondbacks game. But there's a lot of stuff going down. Get in on the Patreon and hopefully we'll have some streaming stuff going as well when, you know, the world stops turning so crazily. So if you want to check out that twitch.tv/InThisLeague, subscribe, you'll be notified. Hopefully we can probably a good palate cleanser to just do a wheel. We need a wheel coming up here. Let's get into some stuff and some things. And then we will get to Joe here in just a little bit. Plus your voicemails, which we'll tell you all about. Here's one thing I can positively tell you. We have our first parody song of the year by Jack Boyce. So we have a parody song coming up here in just a tiny bit. So strap in. That is going to be fun. But how about them Tampa Bay Rays?
Man, you talk about fire emoji. They are unbelievable right now. And we talked about it on Monday. They were like 15 runs ahead of everybody and a half a run in ERA. Better than everybody. And it's just like
little man. Have they pitched today? Did we just jinx? They haven't even pitched yet, dude. We just jinxed them. Taj Bradley is going.
People That's have been talking about this all week. So we can't possibly say we're the jinxes here if they lose. They're going to lose eventually. I did like
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I only come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
There was an article on MLB.com and it was like, you know, changes that may or may not last, something like that. And it was like, no, blah, 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 isn't going to walk 400 times. No, this guy's not going to drive in 700 runs.
Carroll's not going to never walk.
The Rays aren't going to win 162 games. And then next to that one, it said probably. You know,
probably.
So yeah.
Rays are up there right now.
haven't lost yet, but you know, probably.
The only interesting one here is we do have a little bit of a rookie fun going on because the Rays, on top of all of this wonderfulness of winning games, where, you know, I'm going to ask Joe this. I'm going to ask you this right now because this is something we're going to talk with Joe about, Boggs. Do you think that Wander Franco is the best shortstop not named Trey Turner in baseball right now from a fantasy perspective? It's early.
He's so hot right now. He's like that Hansel.
Half of them are hurt, and the real competition is like
I still take Lindor. Bill Bichette over him.
Okay, I think Bichette is like that's the one. That's the key one that you look at. It's like him versus Bichette. So you are 100% taking
Xander's pretty hot right now too, which is surprising because I mean, look, I feel like this is, you know, nobody believes in Xander. This is almost Adolis Garcia, right? Like, nobody really believes this because we think the cortisone shot in his wrist is going to wear out and it's going to start hurting again. He's going to make bad contact and everything. But right now he's on a roll. So he's pretty good too. So, yeah, but I think Bichette, if I had to pick someone, you know, if I'm picking one shortstop to beat Wander this year, it would be Bo.
So would you call him like the third best then?
I think that's fair to say right now he is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's a catalyst to it. Randy's a catalyst. By the way, I was about to take an L on Adolis because I feel like every time I watch him, he's doing stuff. I don't even think I realize this. He's in 227.
Yeah,
right now.
His hits are very timely right now. He's like hitting homers. He's driving in runs and all that stuff. But his batting average is bad. He's always like one for four with a dong.
I got a stat for you. He has more RBI than hits. This season is 11 RBI to 10 hits, which
hey,
is wild.
You know what? Hitting, wrist hitting, we'll take it. Runners in scoring position, we'll take that. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I've been so negative.
I mean, but this
him.
Sounds exactly what you wanted from Adolis Garcia. You're not buying Adolis Garcia for batting average. You shouldn't.
No, this isn't what you wanted. You wanted him to be the 245 hitter. Like, this is what I was afraid he was going to be. It was like the 220 guy. But I will say this. Strikeout percentage, K percentage, lower than last year. Hard hit percentage, higher than last year. And has a higher XBA this year than he did last year. As negative as I've been on Adolis, he's only been a clutch machine, not a consistent machine. Might be kind of a buy right now with that low batting average. There's some good underlining stuff there. But getting back to the Rays, like I'm enamored with that. The thing that's kind of attached to this, though, and unfortunately you guys are hearing this after the fact, I will have some live reactions to it on CBS. I'll be doing the CBS show tonight or yesterday night as you guys are listening, that Taj Bradley was making his debut. And I was telling you this, I could not believe it. Unfortunately, the Rates and Barrels Project Prospect episode was super late yesterday because the minute I was done, I had to take one of our pets and I was gone all day until late. I literally two different trips. And won't get into the details of it or anything, but I wasn't able to post the episode. Not more than 5 minutes after the episode was done, which we had debated, Taj Bradley versus Simeon Woods Richardson. And the reason behind that, Simeon Woods Richardson posted the best stuff plus numbers in AAA so far, according to Enosaurus's stuff. And that's pretty fascinating. But we were debating Taj Bradley and him. And I was kind of like, well, listen, I don't know where the path is. The Rays, they push guys down. Fleming is their number six. I see a easier path for a guy like Simeon Woods Richardson to get in with injuries and stuff in Minnesota, where maybe Taj could come in and be like a follow the what is it, opener
like
type of
guy. Like a piggyback? Yeah.
5 minutes when we were done recording and I'm in the car doing this, I get a notice Taj Bradley has been called up. And I'm like, you have got to be S'ing me. He did get that one start. He gave up a few runs, which is not great. He gave up 4 earned runs, but he struck out 8, walked 3, had, stuff plus is there with Taj Bradley. He's got good stuff. It's a kind of like a splitty changeup that he throws with a big fastball, really high graded fastball. I actually think he could do pretty decent, but he's going up against the Red Sox. You guys are listening. You know what happened. Red Sox and Chris Sale. So that puts the streak in a little bit of a bind and has put people in a really difficult, like, do I pick up Taj Bradley type of thing? And I'm a little bit indifferent about spending high because I just don't know that he stays long. If you guys are listening, if he got blown up, you're all good. If he pitched really well, you're on notice. I was saying keep it under 10%. However aggressive you end up wanting to be, I see the call. You guys don't know, Bogman had an absolute aneurysm while I was talking. I just saw the call by Dre Jameson. This umpire is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, Torrey's already got ejected. This umpire is all over the place. I mean, this would be a good ad for LASIK right here. This umpire,
Dre Jameson got out of it, but that was a strikeout that was just taken away from him.
Our LASIK, eye of eye of the game, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Going back to Rays, the staff, I mean, Drew Rasmussen.
Well, go back to Bradley, because I was talking about, I don't even know if you were like, because I know you're focused on the game.
No, I was listening to Bradley. Oh, okay. I'm excited about Bradley. I have him in 3-sport. I put him in my lineup, all that stuff. I mean, my team is so bad in 3-sport, it doesn't really matter what I do. I'm probably going to end up losing anyway. I need to add pitching. So I'm hoping he comes up, has, you know, a great run and sticks. I don't know if that's but really in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, up against Sale is a rough.
Sale has been bad. So I'm not, it's a bad draw, sure, to go up against a legend and all that stuff, but I don't care. Sale has been bad. This team's on fire. But it's been Springs. It's been Rasmussen. I mean, Yandy Diaz is one of your leaders in, like, everything stat cast right now. You know, Randy Rosarena has kept his hot start from World Baseball Classic in Mexico into the regular season. I mean, this team is surging right now. They're unbelievable.
And you know, speaking of, real quick, since you just brought that up, talking about, like, Baseball Savant and some of the StatCast stuff, just a real quick leaderboard check as we're kind of talking about some of these. You're moving on from Taj Bradley. Your top 10 barrels per plate appearance: Matt Chapman, number one. He's moved past. It's been Brian Reynolds and him, 25 and 24. Austin Hayes, number two. That's actually a pretty surprising one, with a 91 average, which I love to see as well. Brandon Lau back on the return bogs. Ooh. He's got a 19 barrels to plate appearance percentage right now, with also a 91% average exit velocity, which you like to see. Kerry Carpenter, Adam Duvall, G-Man Choi, Stanton, Mountcastle, and Soler are your top of the barrel crew, if you will. And that, there's some surprising names on there.
9 RBI last night tied the Orioles single game record. Awesome start for him as well. We're going to have him in a player debate in a little bit as well. So, Matt Chapman has been unbelievable to start the year. And, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know if I believe it, but I also don't know if you're rostering him, you can't afford to not believe it. Like, I don't know, you know, are you going to sell high? I know a lot of people like to do that. I know.
I was super wrong about him, dude. I was like, kind of crappy all over Matt Chapman.
So, you know,
are you not a sell?
I think I am a sell on Matt Chapman. I don't believe this is going to last for the rest of the year, obviously. So I think I would sell him right now if I could.
Okay. Cause I think I'm a sell as well. I think I would like to sell really high. The only problem is he's got a nine game hitting streak as we're recording this. Might be 10, might have got cracked. He's top of the barrel movement. I mean, he's double digit hit game. I mean, he's just,
well, and if you're in a head to head league, he is, you know, carrying your team right now. So obviously in Roto, you can trade these guys whenever they're hot. It doesn't matter. But in head to head, if this guy is making up for some of your guys that are off to a slow start or whatever, it's really hard to get rid of them. So harder to sell, you know, hot starts in head to head for sure.
Yeah, for hot guys. Other real quick on the max EV, Matt Olson with his homer on Tuesday night is the top of the leaderboard on max EV, 118.6. Stanton, of course, number two, 117.8. Jordan Alvarez, 116. RIP, at least from seasonal stats. O'Neill Cruz, number four, 115. Vlad, 115. Acuna, 114. He's number six. Then the list gets interesting.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league,
break it down.
Soler at 7 with a 114. Randy Rosarena with a 114, which, by the way, he has a 93.4 average exit velocity right now with 22 hard hit balls. Those 22 are tied for third with Ronald Acuna. He is so good and not someone I'm looking to sell. And I'm going to actually jump to number 10, who's Ketel Marte. We started to pick it up. Remember, like, people wanted to get on us, like, what do we do? Like, all right, you're fine. You're doing okay right now. He's starting to pick it back up. But number 9 takes us to the player that is probably pound for pound, if you talk about, like, age, production, everything, might be one of the sexiest right now and is currently at the top of the leaderboard in NL rookie, is Jordan Walker, who's on, what, an 11-game hit streak? Boggs, did that get cracked today?
No, well, I don't think the Cardinals have played yet.
No, I think they're playing as we
They're playing right now. They're in the six against Colorado. I don't know.
And
I don't know
he's 0-2. He's coming up in this in which we might be cursing.
Well, the record also by Eddie Murray in 1912 is 12 games to start your 12 game hitting streak to start the career. So if he gets a hit today, he'll have tied that record.
He's coming up in two at bats for us live.
He's already set the Cardinals single season record. So, you know, to open a career. So,
well, we're going
to
see what's going to happen with it. But he is standing. He's number 9 on this list of hard hit ball, 113.9. He has 19 hard hit balls overall.
Can we talk about how our buddy Jesse Severe is a witch in a second? Because every player he traded me in that giant trade, except for Shane Bieber, is hurt. No, they're hurt.
Oh, they're like, hurt.
Did he Seager, hurt Seager hurt his hamstring yesterday. O'Neill Cruz fractured his ankle. I got Brandon Woodruff with the shoulder strain in that deal. Like, I'm telling you, Shane Bieber and Freddie Peralta are the last two guys that are healthy right now. So
yeah, because you had O'Neill. Who are the you got so many guys in that trade too.
I did. Yeah, and they're all hurt.
They're all hurt. So, they're all bad. Yeah, you went all in and they're all out.
Yep.
Every single one of them.
Pushed all in. I mean, my team is still playing well. So that's nice. But yeah, every guy I traded for sucks and it is hurt. So there you go.
Rightfully so. Do you think that I believe the last time I looked at it, it was Jordan Walker at like 3-1 for rookie of the year and Corbin was like 380. Do you think that that's not far enough apart? Right now, do you think Jordan Walker just clearly should have this?
Is that can't be what it is this second. You want to go look it up? I mean,
that's what we can't see it during games. It won't show. Oh, that's right. What it was like yesterday or today. I'm telling
you. It's going to be Walker 5-1 and Walker 2-1 or Walker 2-1 and Carroll like 5.
That's what. OK, that's what I think it should be more right now.
Yeah.
Which I would.
Well, it will. I bet you it'll switch when we look at it. So unless Carroll hits a homer today or something and Jordan Walker's hits stops. So. I mean, if Corbin Carroll walks and they should be the same,
I think he should instantly go up and he should gain like at least half of 2-1 if after he walks. First walk.
Yeah.
Just simply for the fact of walking right now. Tyler O'Neill is coming up. I'm excited to see if we've cursed that, but the streak is crazy by Jordan Walker and he's also spraying it across all points of the field. And the hard hit stuff is just, it's a floor. It's a piece of the floor for him where it's like he hits the ball so hard where some bloopers are going to happen where Corbin Carroll keeps hitting it, you know, 103 or 96 off the tip of the bat. That's something that, you know, there's so much pure strength in Jordan Walker that he's able to make up with, which I think is really important. So Jordan Walker looks absolutely phenomenal. Looks like he's running away with it. And also we're on a little rookie barrage here. Edward Julian officially got the call up. You even like that name? Julian?
I don't like the way he spells his name with all the vowels, but it's like, E D O U A E Y W, sometimes Y, A again, R D. So, no, let's call him Eddie Julian. Glad that he's up. Yeah, obviously, murdered spring. You just saw that Josh Rojas double, didn't you?
I did.
Julian murdered the spring. Glad he's up. They hit him 8th. What did he do today? I saw
He made like a good defensive play and then he made a not great one and he didn't really do much of anything.
Oh, so he was a rookie. Right.
Yeah, he played like today. Jordan Walker based rookies he's looked like. But you know the really funny thing is like all of these rookies are playing at this low level. The panic that is settling in on like Anthony Volpe, I'm seeing for a lot of people that there's becoming a bigger discussion where I just want to remind everybody about this. Remember the backup quarterback syndrome of these rookies because people are in a space where they're like, how much are we worried about Anthony Volpe? Should I drop him for Edward Julian? Like I didn't see that actual one, but people are getting worried about Gunnar Henderson and Anthony Volpe, and they're like, what should I do? What should I get rid of? The rookies, I think you had to know what you were getting into. You got to hold tight a little bit. They did hit Volpe 1 today, though, which I thought was kind of interesting because I thought that was like a Kickstarter, but I don't think it actually kickstarted anything. Let me take a look here. I don't know if he had a hit. I just watched him do a whole bunch of nothing. No, he did have a hit. He was 1-for-4 in the leadoff spot with a double off of Peyton Badenfield, which is great.
I mean, that to me, that shows you they're just not sending him down. You know,
nope.
He's not going to get sent down. They're not going to, you know, let him go figure it out in the minors or anything. They're, you know, let's see more pitches. Obviously, it's because you haven't been seeing enough, you know, action. So let's get you at the top of the lineup, see some pitches. You know, you're in a bigger spot there, too. You got to concentrate a little more. So,
rookie. Also, you had a rookie, Peyton Battenfield, pitching his very first major league game. Maybe there's some familiarity, stuff like that. I think it was a lot more manageable for them. But a lot of weird, you know, a lot of rookie stuff that's coming up. So you guys will know a little bit more. I know Edward Julian. We'll see what happens with Taj Bradley. Oh, let me go take a look. I went away from our screen here. Let's see if we have officially jinxed. Oh, I see someone on base. Could that be Jordan Walker?
No, Jordan Walker's at the dish right now.
He's at the dish right now. I don't have the game on. Give us the play-by-play.
All right. Well, I got to find my remote here so I can switch over that game.
Actually, I suppose I could do that too. Oh, you don't have it up?
Well, I have the multi-screen, but it's small. So
be here we go.
Let's see. It's 4-2. Oh, that's not Walker up. I think Walker is on first. It just said his name, and then they threw a pitch. I don't know.
Well, I can look here. No, he's 0-3, it says. He is not. That must be Tyler
O'Neill. Motter's on.
Two hits.
Okay. That's what it is.
All right. Well, it looks like he will have maybe one more opportunity, but simply by the virtue of us thinking about him and talking, I think we've ruined him, and I think we cursed it. So
yeah, he'll probably never be good again. So
that's good job putting him on the sheet. Completely ruined him. Other players that are ruined forever. Brandon Woodruff was placed on the IL with right shoulder inflammation. Worry? How much worry?
I mean, anytime it's an arm injury for a pitcher, I think you have to worry. So yeah, I'm pretty worried about it.
Okay. I'm a little bit worried as well. Also, what were the results? I don't think he's had, was it like,
one I mean, of he's the been okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been fine, but his, you know, it seemed to come out of nowhere. That was the thing that was, there wasn't anything like,
Woodruff had a spring injury where that took him out too. And I don't remember if it was shoulder inflammation, but like, this is now the second injury in a matter of like 6 weeks.
Seems like this is just a story we're writing for Woodruff. You know, he's going to be really good, but he's never going to throw 200 innings. So,
well,
we'll see.
Okay. Corey Seager left on Tuesday with a pulled hamstring placed on the IL.
As soon as I trade for him. Yep. So
was he part of your trade?
Yeah, of course he was. He's an injured guy, isn't he? So yeah, O'Neill Cruz. I'm telling you, O'Neill Cruz, Brandon Woodruff, this guy. And
oh my God, you had Woodruff too? Guy.
Yeah, of course. I told you that he's injured, isn't he?
Did you get Altuve in that too?
No, I didn't. I did the trade after Altuve got hurt, I think. So no.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm telling you, Bieber and Peralta are
trade
the only guys.
Immediately.
I mean, you know, Peralta, you're just waiting. Like, it's going to happen. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And we've been waiting for 2 years for Shane Bieber to go on the IL because his velo is always down, but he keeps getting it done. So
trade them all immediately. You know, funny thing, too, I was thinking about this today, looking at like my trade videos on Fantasy Pros. It's so amazing how like you can look at them. You can just never really have anything. And I think that's something everybody is advice. Everybody's got to have. You can never have anything. It's similar to betting where it's like, you could lose two and then hit a parlay and break even for the day, where it's like Blake Snell was one of my like in the first video buys and he is garbage right now. He looks so bad. And then, but Pablo Lopez is one of those he was my number one trade in the very first trade video. Boom. And then the second video I had, you know, Gallen in there and then Webb wasn't good. And it's funny how that goes and just advice for everybody. You just can't get everything right. You'll never get everything right. But, you know, if your system can kind of get you into some of the places, good. So what I'm trying to get at is sell the players that Bogman has traded for, because that's a system.
Yeah. I mean, that's a system that is working right now, too. So go ahead and do it.
It's a very effective system. The Corey Seager one, don't like this at all, by the way, with the sprain. I think this will be okay. This wasn't like, I mean, I don't like it's a left knee sprain, but I would have been more, I don't know, I feel like an oblique would have freaked me out a little bit more. Hopefully he can get back going. He was having a weird kind of slow start to stuff. So no bueno. Also, the least shocking thing on the planet, Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson's hurt. Boggs, can you believe that Tim Anderson
did
is
you
hurt?
See Byron Buxton leave today's game?
He didn't know it. Well,
did he leave?
What happened to him?
I saw him get scraped up off the field by like four trainers.
Yeah, well, he was running to second. And I think it was Linnean Sosa or something just plows into him. He didn't come out of the game. He stayed in the game because he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy DH.
I mean, he left the game immediately. I guess he was called out. right after that happened. I didn't see him get replaced. He DH'd today because he's not a tough guy. So he wasn't playing the field. So
he's a tough guy. He's playing. He's out there all the time. He's playing every day right now, pretty much, because he's a tough guy who plays at the DH. He's rocking. He's manning the DH spot. You know who's not out there every day right now? Tim Anderson. Not going to do it.
Should we do Anderson versus Buxton bet?
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
Always track
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I mean, Anderson's already on the IL, and I'll take that bet still.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Okay.
What are we doing? How much? 5x5?
$500? How much are we doing?
Did we do a bet the other day where you're just like, yeah, someone just marked that. No money, no anything. And we do this one, and you're like, how much money? Let's get the exact amount. Well, Tim Anderson's going to be out for a month.
But yes, you're sounding pretty confident there. So,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'll take it fine. Look at that. He plowed into a player. He did a full flip. The judges gave him a 6, and he didn't get hurt. So, yeah, I'll take that bet. So
sure he plays tomorrow. 100%, right?
Yeah, we'll tack it. I bet he will play tomorrow. DHing. It's a great position for him. He's the best. He's the sprint speed at the DH spot is working out really, really well. Luis Arraez became the first player in Marlins history to hit for the cycle. It is one of 3 homers he will hit this year. So hopefully you had him in the starting lineup. I actually did. I did get him in one of my starting lineups. So enjoy one of those very, very few, but he is pretty awesome. If he could just, do stuff.
He's hitting over 500 right now. It's crazy. He hit a homer, triple. I mean, he's hitting extra base hits. He had 3 of them yesterday. So Arraez has been great. By the way, speaking of sprint speed and Byron Buxton, did you see the thing I sent you that Dre Jameson beat Corbin Carroll in a race
twice? I told that story. I've told that story.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was told this story a couple of years ago that Dre Jameson and Corbin in I think it was like an Instructs camp like 3 years ago or something, Dre Jameson was beating him because that's
okay,
how.
So why is he never a pinch runner then? Let's get Dre out there. I mean, you could do it if he's
actually,
fast.
You know what? I think it's a great point. I think we could see that this year, especially if you get one of those like 15 inning games or something like that where he didn't pitch. Could totally see him pinch
running. He's going to be one of the five starters. You don't want him out there pinch running, you know, pulling his hamstring or whatever. But like, you know, if he shifts back to the bullpen, run him. That's fine by me. I don't care. Who cares?
Yeah. Maybe he'll walk. Maybe we could get a walk out of him.
Now,
who walks first?
What is with this heel turn on Corbin Carroll? You have his jersey hanging behind you.
I need to take it
Corbin
down.
Barrels, number one prospect, blah, blah, blah. And now because he won't walk, you hate his guts? It's only because he's making you look bad. That's the only reason. So
yeah, relax. It's annoying. No, he's annoying me. Like he's got five stolen bases, two homers, five. Yeah. If you look at that, that's great. Batting average is low and he won't take a walk. And it's just annoying me. He should be such a better player. And until he's such a better player, this is Hulk Hogan, brother. I'm turning. This is NWO knocking him down and spray painting the N, the W and the O on the chest. Actually, it's going to be WALK. We are. That's what we're doing for our new Welsh order call there. Ryan Mountcastle, 9 RBI night on Tuesday, which would tie the Orioles single season record, which is pretty crazy as well. What was it?
Said single season record, single game record.
Oh, single game record.
Yeah.
9 RBI. It was a great.
I mean, maybe Baltimore would have folded a while ago if 9 RBI in a season was the most they had. So.
Maybe like against teams like that Babe Ruth played against. Maybe that was like a 9 RBI, like full season total for the second baseman of the St. Louis Thrash or whatever the teams were called.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah, they were the Thrush. So
the Thrush, the Thrush and the Prohibitions,
the Herpes, right?
Sarsaparillas. Yeah, exactly.
Sarsaparillas. Some
good old names there.
The gang violence.
Injuries. And then we've got an RP change thing I want to talk about, but maybe we'll do that after Joe and we'll do it after voicemails. We can kind of do it at the end here. Some injury stuff to update. Dansby Swanson was pulled with an injury in the sixth inning on Tuesday. I don't believe there's still been an update. So keep an eye on that one. Carlos Rodon is dealing with back tightness. He had that in his rehab stint. So that's good. That's why the buying on the injury guys is always fun if they have any more injuries that are lingering. And Carlos Rodon has more. Back stiffness, not arm stuff, but that's enough to give you a panic.
This is like, oh, my neck, my throat, neck, chest. Oh, my God, it all hurts. You know,
yeah,
this is like a car accident instead of just being a person. It's very weird.
Yeah. Kyle Wright returned from IL. This is great for me too. My number one bet of Tuesday was the under. His strikeout was 6.5 coming off of the IL. Dude, his velo was down in the in AAA. I don't know, and it had like high juice, and I double unit played it, and I put it in a parlay and single bet it, and he only had three.
It's almost one of those freebies, you know. It's like, you know, if there's a Cardinals score 1 point, you get $300, whatever.
Felt like
one of those. Yeah,
it felt like it. Yeah, the juice wasn't good, but I made it work. He was not good. Lars Nootbaar going to return and start a rehab assignment on Thursday at AA, which means maybe we get him back on Monday. It looks like if he's going to play a couple games in double and triple A.
How many shares did you end up with? I know a lot of people drafted him in front of you. So
I don't know. I think maybe one or two in best ball. I got one or two in others, but I have in TGFBI and maybe tout as well. So I've got a couple shares. It's going to help. I'm going to need it. Has some injuries. Joe Musgrove could start his rehab assignment as soon as Friday, which lines him up if he does one start that he would be mid next week. I think we talked about this. Tuesday or Wednesday is what looks like we might see with Joe Musgrove. Seth Brown's been placed on the IL with an oblique strain, and that is 4 to 6 weeks. No Spanx. So that's not good. And that is going to open up opportunities. I believe they called up Kevin Smith, not the director of Clerks, but Kevin Smith, former Toronto prospect. So. You know, DVR is obsessed with him. Maybe, you know, bat
with Kevin
some power
Smith?
And some speed. Yeah, some speed.
I mean, he's put up maybe. Some numbers in the minors. I know I have him in, I think, maybe three sport or one of them. So I might have cut him eventually. I mean,
cut him now. I get rid of him. Yoel Moncada now going to be out until Friday with a back issue. Ian Anderson, TJ, he gone. Herman Marquez was actually placed on the IL with a right forearm strain and a scary moment. I watched this live, dude, because I had a prop going today, which, by the way, I had two straight days of hitting K prop parlays. And I don't know how my hit's going to go, but I was watching the other side of who the hell were they playing? Was it
they're playing the Cardinals?
The Twins. No, the Twins.
Oh,
because Kyle Farmer's not a Red anymore. He's a twin.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Kyle Farmer. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sonny Gray. I was watching Sonny Gray, and Lucas Giolito was going in that one. And Giolito fires a low to mid 90s fastball to Kyle Farmer's face.
Yeah.
And dude, all face. And I assume the jaw is completely broken. He was down for a while. They got him up. They held the jaw. They never let anybody see. He shattered his jaw. I have no doubt about it. I haven't seen the announcement. The jaw is done.
Ugh, facial surgery, dental surgery. No thanks.
Oh,
better
God.
Be knocking me out for that. Yep.
You're going to have the gear and the face stuff. And,
yeah.
What do you think is worse, breaking your jaw or like breaking your leg?
Jaw.
Breaking your hip or your jaw?
Hip.
Okay.
I've heard nothing but horrible things about, you know, hip PT and all that stuff, getting it replaced. Just terrible.
Destroying your left toe three times.
For us, it's going to be the jaw, because then we can't talk, you know?
Yeah.
Destroying write articles?
Three straight crushing of your toe or the jaw.
Toe. I'll cut the toe off with a rusty machete before I'll break my jaw. No, thank you.
Become a really good writer if we get the jaw down. How many people would be excited? I have to do a lot more video stuff and just be signaling. So that was a very scary one to throw out there, that, you know, that's a bench spot that maybe Ed Ward does stay up, by the way, just throwing that out there, because Kyle Farmer was obviously being like a replacement. Polanco's rehabbing. Alex Kirilloff is rehabbing right now. So that does change a few things. Polanco will be back. Carlos Correa has also been dealing with a thing. That's why Farmer, I believe, was in the lineup. He's been dealing with, like, he's out for two games, back tightness, I guess it was. So Polanco and what's-his-face and Kirilloff come back, there might still be a little bit of opportunity for a guy like Julian to stick around just simply because of this injury, for people.
And Bucks, it'll be hurt eventually. So,
oh man, you and Mike Mayer. Mike Mayer did the thing like my wife did, and I blew up at him on air, where I was like, I'm like, oh, look at Tim Anderson. Is that crazy? Who would have thought it? And he goes, oh, Welsh. Well, this is a guy that likes Buxton. I was like, just give me the thing. Like trying to prove to me that I'm wrong in a moment that has nothing to do with this other. Just give me that I was right. And don't be like, well,
it's not that you're wrong. It's that you're celebrating a guy that's getting hurt. Like
celebrating. I don't want him to get hurt. I think he's massively talented. I have him on teams. But my point the whole offseason.
Yeah. How many teams do you have Tim Anderson on?
Two.
Really?
Yeah. Otno and another. Maybe just Otno. Maybe one. But I have him somewhere. Right. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I'm not rooting for hurt. But my argument in it with Tim Anderson is everyone's like, oh, Tim Anderson is such a great bet. But then they look at any other shortstop that has ever been hurt, and they're like, man, well, this guy's injury prone. And it's like, dude, Tim Anderson doesn't play full seasons. He's always hurt. There's always something.
I would still take Tim Anderson over Carlos Correa. I felt like I was low on Tim Anderson this year because I normally love him. But
Tim Anderson was going before Wander Franco, like in January and February. Obviously that changed a little bit, but like people wanted him over. And I was just like, no, but it was the whole like, well, let me tear you down when you're having a moment. It's like, no, let me have my moment. Let me just have my moment and move on. Sometimes you got to have
a moment. Is Tim Anderson getting hurt? Yeah, take a different moment.
Right.
Well,
like, let me just be right now. And then don't try to tear me down. Don't try to tear me down.
I want Corbin Carroll to walk during this game. So I can have my moment. That's what I want.
There's no chance. You know what? If it happens, I will.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I will eat my words.
I'll be totally cool about it and not rude at all. Right. If he walks in this game,
I will give away a Corbin Carroll autograph card. I have a bunch here for me. No, not to you. I'll give it to a listener. We'll do it on maybe one of our Twitch streams. Yeah. So I'm telling you right now, if you guys want, I mean, the world is
Carroll's coming up second here. So
assuming we're going to be live streaming on Friday, like we plan to, on our Twitch, come over there. If he walks in this game, this Wednesday game, you guys know as you're listening, twitch.tv/inthisleague, I will give away a Corbin Carroll card on that broadcast if he walks, and I will do it. It will be probably 3 p.m. Eastern when we go and we do the wheel. So there you go. There's your preamble. If you see a walk come out of the Wednesday game, there you go. Let's take a break. We got Joe Rico coming from Sports Ethos. Let's talk about stuff. Let's talk about things. Let's not talk about Carroll. Let's talk about all the other fun things. Joe's coming up right after this.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
There he is. It is Joe Orrico on the podcast. You can find him on Twitter, Joe, O-R-R-I-C-O, 99, Joe Orrico, 99, host over on the Fantasy MLB Today for Sports Ethos. You can go and check him out. You can follow him. And he is he's a great dude I got to hang out with. I got to hang out with at First Pitch. Bogman doesn't like you, Joe, because he would not travel down here and spend time with you. But I would, taking pictures and talking. And I'm very, very, very much more your friend than Bogman is. So just so we're aware, right?
Look, I had Bogman on the show a couple weeks ago. I was trying to convince him to get out to Arizona. And he got out this last weekend. I hope you're able to make it out in November, because you guys are going to have to put up with me again this year for sure.
We love it. Look at that. What a professional, like, scoot away from being like, yes, I'm the better friend than Bogman is. But Joe, what's been going down? We can do it at the end, I suppose, too. But you got the podcast going on. What's all going on over at the Sports Ethos?
Yeah. How are Dan and Aaron?
Yeah.
Dan and Aaron are probably entering into hibernation now with basketball finishing up. Your longtime listeners will know Dan Bespris from the show that you guys did with Jonas. Dan is a great guy. So is Aaron. Sports Ethos is where I am at, formerly known as Hoopball. A lot of people still will call it Hoopball, but we are Sports Ethos. We have rebranded to cover all sports now. We got all four major sports going on, and I cover the baseball side of it. I do the daily podcast. I'm doing a lot of notes over on Twitter as well, just trying to help people through their waiver wire decisions. But you guys can find all of that, like Welsh said, at Joe Orrico 99, and check out the podcast. We got our good friend Nick Paula coming on next week to talk pitching. So a lot of fun over there as well.
The 99, is that when you were born?
I'm a 99 child. Yep.
Oh my God.
I mean, I would just wish you wouldn't have brought that up, Welsh. I mean, well, yeah, it made me feel so old.
Well, my head was,
I had my first job in 99. I was already employed and driving work every day. So
I was driving a car. I crashed my car. I actually ran from the cops and crashed my car. But when you were born.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.wcallme, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welsh thought he was the main character in GTA, so they actually based that game after his joyride there.
Luckily, so. I didn't take anybody out. That's so weird we're talking about that. I was just talking about that experience with my aunt that was out here, because she vividly remembers it. Yeah. And really good, fun experience in it. Luckily, nobody died from that.
Character
and
building. Right. Yeah.
But you know what? It actually, I hate to say it, I do believe many things in life do take experience to learn and better from. I don't suggest when you're racing to run from cops and then turn down a dead end and fly off into a ditch. But it was like a miracle. Literally nothing happened outside of my car getting destroyed.
You're like Ricky Bobby. I'm flying through the air. That's not good. Yeah.
Not good. I blacked out when it was happening. Like in my head, I've been like, it's not good. All of those things going on. But that's a thank you, Joe, for reminding. But I thought of it because I thought of 99. I was thinking how much I used to hate the weird numbers. Remember when I tweeted Taewon Walker? And I was like, why are you wearing 99? And he responded. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, it's the worst answer. Like, what are you talking
about? Rick Vaughn. Come on, Ricky Vaughn.
I thought for a minute, maybe. But then I had this realization, like, no. Joe's
James
not
Karinchak
even
definitely is. I mean, that is absolutely why he wears.
Joe can't rent a car. How did you get around in First Pitch? You can't even rent a car, Joe.
I Ubered where I was going. I was kind of late to the punch in booking it, and I didn't get in the hotel. So I was at an Airbnb a few minutes away. Ran up way more Uber charges than I was expecting going back and forth for sure. But I thought you had to be
expensive in Arizona. Yep.
I thought it was 21 to rent a car. Is it 25?
It depends on what your credit is.
Well, no, that's somebody that has never can't rent a car would say, because they can't rent a car.
No, it's not. 21. It's someone that has a 22-year-old cousin that rented a car last week. Stupid. So
really,
25. Yeah, it's your credit score. So
what does your credit score have to do with renting a car?
It's how responsible you are. Oh. And if they'll give you they will never give me a car. I'll never have
to say, Bob, can you rent a car?
I'll never rent a car. So I have to go buy an S-Box or Uber for a week. So, you know, that's what it is.
Well, Joe, if Bogman was a really good friend in November, he'd let you stay with him. So he told me that off air. If he wants to win the friendship game.
What are you talking about?
You don't want in my house. No, but nobody wants in my house. Believe me and trust me.
I don't
me.
Even ask.
No, well, why would you? Why would you want to be here? There's kids and there's animals and there's chaos.
When those kids are in college, I'll take one of their rooms.